every single day, most people are flooded with worry, anxiety, stress, and all that other negative thoughts. Fearful things that fill our mind and fill our hearts. And the answer is, build a teva, build an ark. What's an ark? And how do you build it? And how do you enter into it to be saved from this flood? It's today's topic. You ready?
Yeah.
Page 5. In Torah Ur, the Alter Rebbe explains that the flood was not merely a punishment, but also a process of purification. Prior to the flood, the world has been sullied by strife, corruption, and violence, and the flood cleansed and purified it. Therefore, the waters of the flood that inundated the earth for 40 days corresponded to the 40 se'ah required for a mikvah. Notice, a mikvah needs 40 se'ah. Se'ah is a measurement for it to be a kosher mikvah. And how many days was the flood?
40 days.
Because the world went through a mikvah. The world went through a purification process. The world thinks of the flood as God punishing the world. And Chassidus Alter Rebbe and Torah explains, no, it was actually a purification. It took the world as we knew it. The world had to be dipped into the mikvah to come out purified. I'll give you one example to that, just to help you understand this. When you take your dirty shirt and you put it into the washing machine, and it takes and it goes and it's, you know, it's turning and twisting in the machine, are you punishing your shirts for being dirty?
Even though you're wildly agitating it.
it's going through hell on earth. But you're not punishing it. You are cleansing it. And this, I know it's not the Rebbe's talk today, but this, you should know, this is the Chassidic perspective on punishment in general. When we talk about that after a person 120 years, we go through the whole topic of hell as being punishment, according to Chassidus, it's not punishment, it's cleansing. You don't punish your shirt in the washing machine. You clean it, even though it's going through a hell in the washing machine, but it's not punishment. So any talk of punishment that we have after our time in this world, it's not punishment. It's cleansing, because every time we do something not good, we blemish our soul. And before it can go into Gan Eden, it needs to go through a cleansing process to clean it from the blemishes that we've done. That's all. It's not punishment. Now God's getting you back. That doesn't exist in Shemayim, and where it's the place of only of Tov, only of good. There's only goodness there. There's no so cleansing is good. You clean something. You're cleaning. It's good. It's a good process. It's not a punishing process. Okay, so you can cut all that out. Now we'll go back inside. For this reason, the waters of the flood are referred to as the waters of Noach. For in Hebrew, the name Noach connotes tranquility and satisfaction. In other words, it's not a negative thing, it's a good thing. It's going through purification. It's giving tranquility to the world. It's giving this calmness to the world. In the above source, the Alter Rebbe associates the waters of the flood with the abundant waters, which is, here we go, what I asked earlier before we started, the worries and challenges a person faces in earning his livelihood. Start again. In the above source, the Alter Rebbe associates the waters of the flood with the abundant waters, the worries and challenges a person faces in earning his livelihood. Ultimately, these abundant waters cleanse a person of his undesirable traits, enabling him to attain tranquility and contentment. Wow.
So question.
Do you hear what we just said?
No.
That in fact, those worry thoughts that are flooding you every single day are really there to cleanse you. Now, obviously, you're all going to ask, how does these worry thoughts cleanse us?
Well, they pull us down. I was going to say that Yom Kippur was...
Here's the answer. You ready? The parallel between the worries and challenges a person faces in earning his livelihood, the flood, and a mikvah can be explained as follows. The inner purpose of immersion in the mikvah is for a person to engender bittul within himself. Thus, Rambam describes how one should immerse himself in the waters of pure knowledge. To enable this, The volume of a mikveh must be 40 sa'ah, which means a sufficient amount of water to encompass one's entire body. The Hebrew word tevila, immersion, contains the same letters as the word habitel, bittel. Through immersion in a mikveh, a person cultivates an attitude of bittel that takes him beyond his self-concern, elevating him and transforming him into a medium for holiness. This is also the true purpose why a person is destined from above to confront financial worries. Even though they may temporarily upset and confound him, causing him to be crestfallen, which means to be upset, ultimately they will break his egocentricity and motivate him to step out of his self-concern. Through this process, he becomes a medium for holiness. Okay, what does this mean? Go like this. We have to understand, what does bittul mean? Bittul is a very, very important word when you're studying Chassidus. Chassidus, Tanya, Terer, these Sfarim, talk about bittul as a very, very important point of how we have to live our lives. Here's what bittul says. Bittul means like this. Most people are obsessed with themselves. They're focusing themselves a whole entire day. How did they get ahead? You know, we once learning this, and someone said, that's not true. I don't focus on myself all day. So our teacher said, he gave a good example. He says, anybody here ever looks through, anybody ever reviews, like, or goes through albums, family albums? Yeah? What is everyone doing when they look at every single page? They're looking for themselves. You're always looking at every picture. I want to see myself in that picture. And how did I look? We are animalistic soul, which is our survival soul, functions. It's our functional soul. We're always looking out for ourselves. You want to get ahead. You want to take care of yourself. In general terms, it's called survival of the fittest. Everyone's looking out for themselves. That's how the whole world runs. Then our life, our purpose, as Yidden, we have a neshama. And the way out that we can be in touch with our neshama is through something called bittul. Bittul means it's the act of being less obsessed with yourself. Not making it about yourself. Simplest way to understand bittul is, instead of all day asking, what's in it for me? Asking, what's needed of me? This is a simple way to understand this, which means that you look at yourself, I am here for a reason. I was placed here. I was strategically, by Hashem, who created all of this, planted in this area, in this, with these people, in this time of history, with this personality of mine, with these challenges and with these strengths that I have, for a very specific mission. It's not about me. It's about what's needed of me. So suddenly, I am now focused on, okay, what's my mission? And when you use these terms, like mission, or what's needed of me, it helps you understand bittul. So now, the word for tevila, which means immersion in the mikveh, is the same letters as habitul, which means the reason why we go to the mikveh in general. Why do we go to the mikveh? Like, the inner purpose behind it is to get bittul, to be more, to have more bittul. Why? Because you're immersing yourself entirely in something that totally covers you. Which basically you're saying, it's not about me. I am part of something greater. When you walk out of the mikveh, the purpose of the mikveh is supposed to give you a sense of, it's not all about me. There's something I'm here for. And the mikveh does that. So the Rebbe says the same thing with the mikveh, the flood. The flood is flood in the beginning. The flood of worries that we go through every single day, in the beginning, could make us depressed. Why am I always worried about it? I'm filled with worry. But really, on a deeper level, the worry that we go through in our business, that we are flooded, is a mikveh. Why? Because it breaks your ego. And when it breaks your ego, when you shatter your ego because of all these worry thoughts, says the Rebbe, then now you have more bittul. Which is what mikveh does. And because the flood is 40 days, and the flood in our lives means the flood of worry thoughts, it's here to give us bittul. It's here to give us a purification process. And here we end off. Since the ultimate intent of the financial pressures a person experiences not to punish him, God forbid, but to wash away and cleanse him of undesirable traits, his personal process of purification need not be a lengthy one. It can be accomplished in a brief moment. Once a person grasps the inner divine intent in having been sent the particular challenges confronting him and works to bring about the inner changes these challenges require him to undergo, this alone will suffice. He can then immediately proceed to attain a state of tranquility and contentment in both material and spiritual matters. And the Rebbe ends like this. You don't need to worry about it all day. The moment that you feel, you find yourself, one second, I'm so worried about this. When you observe yourself, when you catch yourself worrying about your parnasa, all you got to do is say, hey, the reason why I have this worry thoughts is really here just to break my ego. When I have it all figured out, I'm the biggest ego. When I'm worried about it, it breaks me. Says the Rebbe, don't become consumed by these worry thoughts. The moment that you catch yourself, one second, I'm so worried, but what's the point of the worry? You're here just to give me a flood, a mikvah, to get purified, to break my ego, to get more bittul. That should be enough. And then you can just have a deep calm. Okay, God, I got it.
Let it go.
And just calm down. Because you realize there's an inner purpose why God's even giving you the flood. God wants you to, does God want his children to be, to have pain? Of course
ego,
not, to suffer.
Ego comes together with control, right?
Of course. But when you see, one second, I'm not in control, then you have bittul. Then you go through life much happier. Because why is it happier? Because when you need control, you have a sense of entitlement. And then when you have entitlement, you have expectations. And then people like that are never happy. You know when you have happiness? When you have gratitude. When you have no expectations. Whatever you have, you're filled with a sense of humility and gratefulness that Hashem gave me. My health, my brains, my whatever I have, it goes by breath. Literally living with a thankfulness for the basic things I have, you're always happy. But that's bittul. Ego does never lead you to happiness. But I said, it's not, one second, why am I really worried? Oh, it's really just a flood for a mikvah to cleanse me of my ego. Okay, I got it. Now, just allow yourself to, okay, I got it. Hashem is in control. Once you understand the message of the mikvah, of this flood, you can just let go. I got it. Hashem, you're in charge. Okay. And now take a deep breath. Because you got the purpose of the flood. You just experienced the mikvah with your mind. You understood this is what it's all about. And once you invite that message into your mind,